until then, we bow our heads to you in reverence and in faith, and ask that you may accept us as we come before you by faith. And Lord, please accept our service also as our prayer for our nation. We pray that our nation may turn to you and be a shepherd nation for the whole world. We really want the gospel to go out to all people. And we pray that we may be used by you to bring the gospel to all people as well. Holy Father, please be with us at this time. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. chapter 20, the 1,000 years. A key verse is verse 6. Please turn to, let's read Revelation chapter 20 and verse 6 together. Okay. Blessed and holy are those who have part in the first resurrection. Second death has no power over them, but they will be priests of God and of Christ, and will reign with him for 1,000 years. There's always been a controversy about the 1,000 years, or also known as the millennium. And but the controversy is not really an issue at all. It's not an issue that demands an absolute view as to what is the millennium. What's important is that we Christians believe exactly what the Bible tells us to believe. When it comes to the mysterious 1,000 years that Revelation chapter 20 mentions, we believe that Jesus will return according to his promise. When he returns, we believe also what the Bible teaches, that he will bind the devil for 1,000 years. And during those 1,000 years, he will rule. And the Bible also teaches that after the 1,000 years period, Christ will release the devil from his prison, and he will do so for a short time. The devil would then make his final stand against Christ and his people, and after that, he would forever meet his judgment. It's really an amazing story, and there are things that we don't understand. For example, why would God bind the devil for 1,000 years and then set him loose again for a short time? And then finally send him to his final judgment, which is lake of burning sulfur. Anyway, there are things we don't understand that we will try to understand. We'll try